Hey Ben, good to have you back.
Thanks, always great to be here.
So last time we looked at all the extras you can add on to your health insurance. Dental, outpatient, inpatient, basically how to upgrade your basic coverage.
Exactly, we focused on making sure your day-to-day healthcare is covered properly.
But today we're going on level deeper, right? Like, what if something happens and you can't work anymore? Not just for a few days, but long term.
Yep. We are going to talk about occupational disability insurance, or in German, Berufsunfähigkeitsversicherung. Not the most fun word, but a really important one.
Yeah, it's one of those could-haves we teased in the last episode. Not mandatory, but honestly, probably one of the smartest insurances you can get.
Totally agreed. Actually, it could be more like between could-haves and must-haves. It's all about protecting your income in case life throws you a curveball.
Okay, let's start. So Ben, what is actually occupational disability insurance?
Okay, so imagine the following scenario. You are taking life seriously. You go to school, you get a nice degree, you get a very good job, you maybe travel abroad or you work abroad as an expat, for example, and you starting a family, you are investing your money, and then life hits you hard. You get cancer, for example, and something in your life happens that you are unable to work for a very, very long time. How do you pay your bills? How do you pay rent? How do you support your family? How do you pay for food? These are questions that you have to answer once you are sick. And here steps in this occupational disability insurance. This is something that you fall into. It's like a safety net. And with this insurance, you prearrange a monthly payment, let's say 2,500 euros. Mm-hmm. And this is the amount you will be paid from this insurance every month that you are unable to work.
So it's not exactly the amount you earned before.
That's right.
It's something you choose before you get this insurance.
Exactly, exactly. So there is a rule of thumb that says that you prearrange 80% of your income after taxes.
Why 80% though?
Well, these 80% should cover your fixed expenses. That's okay. The minimum you should insure.
So basically life can go on like before financially.
That's right.
I guess a lot of people ignore this topic, I think, till it's too late.
Yeah.
Why do you think it is like that?
Because it's the same with so many different things in life. When you have the damage, then you start thinking about insuring it in the first place. But as you said, then it's too late. So the majority of people think they don't need such an occupational disability insurance because A, they don't think they ever get sick. They're like Superman or something. And B,
who does not think like that?
True, yeah. And B, it can get pretty expensive. So it depends on the job you are doing. It depends on your health status. So if you already have something in your life with your health, then you can get extra premium. And yeah, premiums depend on, as I said, the job you're in, the age, your health status, and the amount you want to insure. These are the four main factors.
So it's not also just for people that have a high risk kind of job.
Yeah,
it's
true.
For everybody.
It's for everybody. So I think the next question would be, who actually needs an occupational disability insurance? And there's a simple answer to this question. Everybody who doesn't have enough money to cover their fixed expenses. That's it. So if you rely on your income, if your family relies on your income, you need occupational disability insurance.
I also heard the age kind of. What do you mean with age? Like, if you're too old, is it too late? Or maybe you can be too young? Or is there no too young?
Well, there sort of is a too young. You don't get full coverage for a two-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not possible yet. I think occupational disability insurance for young people starts at around age 10.
Mm-hmm.
When people go to school and there is a risk starting that you will not be able to do what you do. Also, students might be unable to go to school. And if you want, you can insure that too. Yeah. So to come back to your question about the age, yes, there can be a quote unquote too late because premiums rise and rise and rise the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
And at a certain point, it becomes uneconomical. So the premiums are way too high for the amount that you will be paid if you are unable to work.
So it's better if I start as early as I can. If my kid also is a student or if I am a student, but usually I think when you're a student, you don't know about occupational disability insurance.
Yes, 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 yes. Start as soon as possible. Well, the premiums are low, yes, but in the long run, the premiums will not rise as fast and as much as when you wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you let time work for you.
You let time work for you, yes. And there's another thing that is really important when it comes to occupational disability insurance. You always insure the current job you have. Let's say you are a student, you are in school, you are in college. If you get occupational disability insurance then and you move to a very high-risk job, that doesn't matter anymore.
Your job is not influencing when you change it.
That's right. You don't have to tell the company that you switched jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You always count as the starting job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can be just a service person and then I will go to the highest roofs and fix roofs and it stays the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. So before you said it was age, your current job and...
health status. Right. So imagine you are in your mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in their mid-30s already have some kind of issues with their body. Yeah, most people have issues with their back. Myself, for example, I have certain problems with my back, but that doesn't matter anymore because I got the coverage before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How is it with not just your physical problems?
Mm-hmm.
What is with your mental health status?
Mental health issues is by far the most problem in the current time. Most people will be unable to work because of their mental status. Yeah. So depression is the leading cause and factor for disability insurance. By far, I think with women, it is about 44%
mm-hmm.
of women get disabled because of depression, and with men it is about 33%.
And I heard about that you will also not get the insurance if you are already in therapy, if you already have this kind of mental problems.
Right, right. So if you already have issues mentally or physically, the insurance company would say, okay, you get the coverage excluding your back, your mental state, etc. So there are exclusions to your coverage, which is, not so good if you wait.
Okay, basically we learned the earlier, the better.
Right.
Then your current job is what counts.
Yeah.
And better be healthy.
Better be healthy.
But what could be solutions then if I know I already got a problem? Is there something I can do?
Well, there are alternatives to occupational disability insurance, and it's called Grundfähigkeitsversicherung or basic function insurance. As the word already says, you insure your basic body functions like standing, like sitting, using your hand, typing on the computer. All these things are insured in these Grundfähigkeitsversicherung. And the benefit is the mental part is not included.
So it's totally cut out.
It's totally cut out, but it is an additional thing you can include in Grundfähigkeitsversicherung. Yeah.
Okay.
So this basic function insurance often is used by people who do really hard labor, like construction workers, mechanics, and things where you really have to work hard physically.
Okay, but if I have a health problem, this could also be a solution for this.
It could be a solution, yeah. Premiums are a little bit lower in the basic function insurance, yes. But as I said, it is just an alternative, yeah.
But can I go then also to the occupational disability insurance when maybe my mental state is getting better?
Yes. Yeah. So most of the companies just ask for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if your mental problem is reaching far more back, like 10 years, then it doesn't matter. You don't have to tell them. Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about different states, like physically, mentally. Is there a difference between being disabled and unable to work from the point of view of the insurance companies?
Great question. Well, let me think. Yes, there is a difference. Well, being disabled and being unable to work will be determined by a doctor. Okay, so that's the same. But you can be disabled, but you can still be able to work.
There are different causes why you can be disabled.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I can also work with my mind when I cannot move my hands or something. Or
exactly.
Other
like
way
in
around.
A call center or something. Yeah.
Okay. And unable to work means that will be covered then in the insurance.
That's right.
Okay.
So, and the thing is with the occupational disability insurance, the doctor and the insurance just look if you are unable to do the job you are currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care if you could do another job. If you are unable to do the work you are currently doing, you will be paid the
80%.
Fixed amount. Yeah, the 80% or the amount that you prearranged.
Okay. So does that mean it's just for total disability or are like partial disabilities also counting?
Yeah, great question. So the occupational disability insurance pays if you reach the 50% mark.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a threshold you need to step above and it's 50%. So if you are unable to do your current job by 50%, then you count as unable to work. But as I said, this will be determined by a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they need to tell you, hey, you are above the 50% and then you just get that. But right. If I'm like just by 48, they will not cover anything?
No.
Okay.
They will not cover anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So maybe talk to your doctor. Yeah, I don't know.
We are not suggesting that.
No.
How long does the insurance pay out? And when does it start exactly? Right after they told you, hey, you're disabled or unable to work? Or does this take time?
Well, the whole process, yeah, it takes time. And therefore, it is good to have the daily sickness allowance we talked about in the last episode to cover the time between determining if you are really unable to work and being sick.
So past the 6 weeks, the daily sickness allowance jumps in.
That's right.
And after that?
So after these 6 weeks, the daily sickness allowance jumps in, right? And they pay as long as you are sick.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have heard of cases that the daily sickness allowance companies tell you, well, we think you will never be healthy again. You will stay sick. Please talk to your occupational disability insurance and see if you are unable to work. So they talk to each other and they will tell you, well, go see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if the doctor then determines, yes, you are unable to work, the occupational disability insurance jumps in. And the occupational disability insurance pays as long as you have the contract. So it is advised that the occupational disability insurance finishes when you leave work and when you go to pension.
So till what is the age now?
The age in Germany is 67 years.
They will pay till you are 67.
Yeah.
And can I also upgrade my amount of money I'm getting?
Yes, there is something in German, it's called Nachversicherungsgarantie. In English, it's something like there is a guarantee that you can upgrade your prearranged amount. For example, if you marry,
mm-hmm.
if you get a raise, if you get children, if you get a child. These are things where you can go to your company and say, okay, one of these things happened, please increase my amount.
Is there a maximum they can tell you that's enough?
I think yes, but it depends on the company you are. So okay. The maximum depends where you have your occupational disability insurance.
But this seems pretty nice, actually, if I have that in my mind that this will be covered, even if there is a big accident and I will fall down a mountain because I'm just a risky person. This could be really, like, for your mind also a good thing. I will be covered even when there is something.
Yeah, I think that's why it is one of the most important insurances to have. As you said, it is the safety net that you fall in if something happened. And nobody is safe from illness or accident.
But are there also causes that maybe will be excluded? Like if I'm getting sick because of cancer, but mm-hmm. if someone pushes me down somewhere, is this a problem how the sickness occurs?
Yes and no. The example you just said, if I am being pushed, that's included. But if you harm yourself, mm-hmm. that's not included.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I burn myself
by accident, it is covered. If you burn yourself
on purpose, then
it's not covered.
How they will know?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think and I'm pretty sure they will do anything to prove that you did it to yourself.
Okay. So be careful.
Don't do it.
Okay. If there is a case I don't have this insurance,
mm-hmm.
if the worst case is happening, mm-hmm. I'm not insured and I will not be able to work again, there needs to be something that will help me in this situation or not? Is the state maybe helping me?
Yes, yes. The state. There is an occupational disability insurance from the state, actually. It's called Erwerbsminderungsrente. But there is a huge but to it, because to get these occupational disability insurance from the state, you have to meet certain criteria. And these criteria are so beyond logical that I have heard about 3 cases that people actually got it. But yeah, it's very, very unlikely to even be eligible for it.
What numbers are we talking about there? I guess not a lot.
Well, the criteria is you are unable to do any job on the market, any job, for a certain amount of hours per day. If you are unable to do even that, then you might be eligible. Yeah.
Okay, and I would just get like 500 euro if I get it, or?
The average occupational disability insurance from the state was about 1,000 euros.
So that's a lot to live.
Yeah.
Like for a person alone, it's almost not working. And if you have a family and no partner, I cannot imagine
it's
the situation.
Possible. That's maybe it covers your rent.
So we should never just risk it all and think we're the superheroes. We can survive everything. We will not get sick.
Yeah, that's right. So the monthly payment for your disability insurance will not outweigh the impact it would have if you really get sick. Yeah, that's true.
So if I decide to get it, are there any typical red flags or fine prints we need to watch out for?
Actually, yes. There are two things that should, really should be included in your policy. The first thing we talked about is the so-called Nachversicherungsgarantie. So the guarantee, then you can increase your prearranged amount. And the second thing is so-called Leistungsdynamik. So there is a thing, a dynamic, that if you receive payments from the insurance, that the payments will increase every year by a prearranged amount. Yeah. Okay. This is the so-called Leistungsdynamik. It is roughly about 1 or 2%. So that, let's say, for example, you get disabled at the age of 25 and you will never return to the workplace. That means that you are like 40 years of payments. But if you don't have the Leistungsdynamik, you will receive the same payment for the next 40 years.
So also all the influences that can be like inflation we actually face right now are not included in this.
Yeah, okay. So the Leistungsdynamik is mainly for covering inflation. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So the most important question is, how does it work for expats? If I have a visa and I'm working here, I don't have the citizenship of Germany.
Yeah.
Does it work too?
Yeah, it works too. I think you only need to live in Germany to be eligible for occupational disability insurance. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let's break this down before we wrap it up. If you lose your ability to work, you could lose your income and the state won't fully support you.
That's right. So the occupational disability insurance fills that exact gap.
And it includes physical and mental conditions. Yes, burnout too.
Right. And the younger and the healthier you are when you get it, the cheaper it is.
And your job affects your risk level and price. Freelancers, this means you too.
Exactly. And the earlier you start thinking about this, the more flexible and affordable your options are.
Okay, Ben. This was eye-opening and a little scary, to be honest.
It's not fun stuff, but it's real life. And the good thing is, you can prepare.
Yeah, and honestly, that's kind of our whole podcast mission, right? Helping people understand their options so they don't get caught off guard.
Exactly. And BU insurance is a perfect example of a smart safety net.
And if you want to know what's going on next week, we will continue with the could haves and explore some of the smaller ones, but really helpful insurances like personal liability and home contents.
Right. Two things that don't cost much, but can save your butt when the unexpected happens.
So thanks again, Ben. And to everyone listening, see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.